This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Ruling Coalition's Task Force making public the common minimum program for government's operation. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba urges all to follow health safety measures, citing possibility of third wave of corona pandemic. Afghanistan war intensified as another provincial capital falls to Taliban. And Tokyo Olympics concluding today. Now, the news in detail. The government is unveiling its common minimum program and procedures. Rashtriya Jana Morcha lawmaker Durga Baudil said a meeting of the ruling coalition held yesterday at Balwadar decided to make the program and procedures public. The task force handed the report about the government's common minimum program to Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba yesterday. The National Mask Campaign has started in Nepal. The slogan for the National Mask Campaign is Wear Mask and Be a Responsible Citizen. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba, in a video message on the commencement of Nepal Mask Campaign yesterday, urged all to remain alert and earnestly follow the health safety protocols, saying the third wave of pandemic was likely to hit the country soon. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba urged all the political parties, social institutions and businesses to avoid crowd gathering and events. He also asked for collaboration from all walks of life, as single effort of the government was not enough to control the pandemic. The government has launched a national mass campaign in a bid to aware people about preventive measures to be safe from COVID-19. Inaugurating the campaign yesterday, State Minister for Health and Population Umesh Trasta said cooperation from all walks of life was necessary to make the campaign successful, as wearing mask and following safety protocol were the only measures to control the pandemic. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 3,218 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. Meanwhile, 1,722 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. The coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 93.6% in Nepal. Likewise, 19 additional corona-related deaths were confirmed in Nepal. The death toll due to COVID-19 has now reached 10,038 in Nepal. Meanwhile, Health Ministry has confirmed the arrival of around 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines granted by the Japanese government. Earlier, the government of Japan had announced to provide 1.6 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine to Nepal in a grant on the COVAX facility. The ministry also said the remaining quantities of the vaccines would be made available within a week. With the arrival of the AstraZeneca vaccines, the government is set to administer the vaccine to senior citizens who are waiting for the second dose of Covishield from the 9th of August. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has said the government is seriously working to transfer land ownership to landless people by removing procedural, legal and technical shortcomings first in dissolve land-related commission. Home Minister Khand said the government wanted to improve the process to transfer land ownership to the landless quarters. He pledged to address the concerns of the citizens in a constitutional and procedural manner, as the main law of the land has guaranteed these issues as fundamental rights. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged the government's help to the flood and landslide victims, reaching Manang yesterday to observe the damages caused by the flood on 15th June in Manang. Chairman Prachanda said the incumbent government would provide relief packages to all the victims of the flood for now, and the government would lead a geological study in Manang and Sindhupaltok for a long-term plan. The National Examinations Board has published the results of the secondary education examinations. Examinations Controller Rudra Prasad Adhikari said the board published the results of 484,278 students. The board has, however, not specified the details of the GPA secured by the students this year as well. This year's SEE results have been published based on the internal evaluation of the students conducted by the schools due to COVID-19 pandemic. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
यो हो रेडियो नेपाल हाम्रो प्रसारण एफएम बैंड 98, 100 र 103 मेगाहर्ज र अनलाइन का साथै एफएम 98 मेगाहर्ज मा दाङ मीडियम वेभ 576 किलोहर्ज मा सुर्खेत 648 किलोहर्ज मा धरान 684 किलोहर्ज मा पोखरा 792 किलोहर्ज मा काठमाडौं 810 किलोहर्ज मा दिपाल र 1143 किलोहर्ज मा बर्दीबासबाट सुनिरहनु भएको छ साथै काठमाडौं उपत्यका बाहिर विभिन्न ठाउँमा रहेका रेडियो नेपालको एफएम रिले स्टेशनबाट एफएम बैंडको 98, 100 र 103 मेगाहर्ज र काठमाडौं उपत्यका भित्र 100 मेगाहर्ज मा पनि सुनिरहनु भएको छ सुन्दै रहनु होला रेडियो नेपाल
रेडियो नेपाल रेडियो नेपाल
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स नाउ The Taliban say they have taken control of the city of Shebargan in the northern Afghan province of Jassim. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesperson told the BBC government forces were still in the city and would clear out the Taliban soon. This is the second regional capital to fall to the militants after Jarans in the southwestern province of Nimrods fell on Friday. It is a major blow to security forces with battles raging across the country. There are also reports of heavy fighting in Kunduz in the north and Lashkargah in the south. Violence has escalated across Afghanistan after the US and other international forces began to withdraw their troops from the country following 20 years of military operations. Taliban militants have made rapid advances in recent weeks, capturing large swaths of the countryside and are now targeting key towns and cities. Now some updates from Tokyo Olympics. The Tokyo Olympics 2020 is ending today. The Olympics this time took place without the audiences. As per the latest results, China is in the first position with 38 gold, 31 silver and 18 bronze medals. The USA is in the second position with 36 gold, 39 silver and 33 bronze medals. Likewise, host Japan is in the third position with 27 gold, 12 silver and 17 bronze medals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rain and thunder and lightning as one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius and rainfall 7.3 millimeter. For this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling Coalition's Task Force making public the Common Minimum Programme for Government's Operation. Prime Minister Sherbadi Duba urges all to follow health safety measures, citing possibility of third wave of corona pandemic. Afghanistan war intensified as another provincial capital falls to Taliban and Tokyo Olympics concluding today. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.